Well, for more on the joint U.S.-South Korean drills, we go live to the South Korean capital, Seoul, to talk to our correspondent Jennifer Chang. Jennifer, hi there. Please tell us more about the latest war games being carried out by the U.S. and South Korea.
Well, these are unprecedented drills because never before have three aircraft strike groups of the U.S. Navy carried out joint drills with the South Korean Navy. And in fact, it's rare for them to combine in a combination of three aircraft carriers to conduct drills at all in the Western Pacific. The last time they did that was 10 years ago in 2007 in the waters off Guam. So this is an unprecedented show of force. They said they are doing this to show North Korea that in the event of an attack, they will respond with overwhelming firepower that the North cannot defeat. However, most analysts say that if some kind of conflict or war were to break out, the U.S. is not assured of a decisive victory, that it would be a stalemate. And so this show of force, it's not clear how much this will curb the North's very speeded up tempo of its nuclear program. They have been developing long-range missiles, ICBMs, that can reach the U.S. further and further in recent months. They have also shot two mid-range missiles over Japan. They have also threatened to shoot such missiles near Guam in recent months, and they have tested a hydrogen bomb. So for all the talk of an unprecedented show of force, deterrence, and so forth, and an overwhelming counterattack in the event of a North Korean provocation, this drill, it's unclear how much impact this will really have on North Korea. This drill will continue for 4 days. It also is being joined by seven Aegis ships of the U.S. Aegis ships have anti-missile capabilities. They aim at missiles flying in the air to shoot them down. And they are also being joined by seven South Korean Navy vessels, two of which are also Aegis ships. However, as I said, the North's capabilities are expanding rapidly, and it's not clear how much this will deter the North. On Sunday, these three aircraft strike groups will also take part in joint drills with three Japanese destroyers, two or three, a few. And this is also meant to show the North that this is truly a mistake to try to develop its nuclear program. The two ministers of South Korea and the U.S., the defense ministers, when they held their joint ministerial meeting two Saturdays ago on October 28th, they said that they were going to deploy U.S. strategic assets here on a rotational basis to South Korea to try to intimidate North Korea in the face of its growing nuclear program, including long-range bombers that have been taking part in drills and patrols. But all this is not at all guaranteed to deter the North. They say that they will try to build an ICBM that will reach the U.S. East Coast. And until they do that, they are not going to give up testing nuclear weapons and ICBMs and long-range missiles. And experts say it's only a matter of time before
Thank you so much, Jennifer. Thank you so much, Jennifer. That's Press TV's Jennifer Chang giving us an update on the latest military drills being held by the U.S. and South Korea. And she was live in the South Korean capital, Seoul.